I'm almost somebody not lost for words, kind of lost for words. I saw our fans there again today, 1,700 of them, supporting the team, singing the whole game. I've been a fan my whole life, and like them, I'm embarrassed, humiliated, and shocked by the results. Jim is a good man, has given it everything here, and I met him right after the game. He came up and gave me a hug and just simply said, "I know, Dave, it's just not good enough." So we part company for obvious reasons. Since coming back from the World Cup, our form has just, other than one or two games, has been put away. Form is just abysmal. A form at home has been pretty decent. And I think some of the players also need to take responsibility. But, you know, for me personally, as a Tons fan, I'm 64 now. Been going there for close to 60 years with my initial my uncles and stuff. I take responsibility. At the end of the day, I'm chairman of the club, and I've overseen on the football side the changes we've made. It's no consolation for fans to hear how well things are going off the field commercially with our fan engagement, our youth academies, and they deserve better than that. I'm absolutely determined to get this right, and we will double down with the board, our vision and our strategy across the club, right through to moving stadium is the right strategy. The most important thing and critical thing in any business, and football is a business too, is actually making sure you've got the right people in place to execute you know, on all aspects. And unfortunately, you know, as I say, since we came back from the World Cup, it's just been really, really challenging. And today, you know, like the fans, you know, I felt quite humiliated today. And I'm sorry, that's the message I want to give to them. They were brilliant today. And I'm quite emotional about the club, and it means everything to me. It's our home city. I've been gone for a long time. And I'm rightly, as chairman, getting the pelters. I deserve it, but I'm determined to get it right.
Thanks.